Did you ever build a fire yourself in the fireplace?
Oh, many times. Yeah, we used to have a fireplace, had a chimney in here, you know, and I cooked on the wood stove and we burned wood in the fireplace. I made it many a fire.
Can you tell me how you did it, what you used and how you went about it?
Well, we'd always have, there was lots of pine, you know, and I bought a many a load of pine from boys coming through here wanting to sell it to get a little money. You cut up kindling, cut it up small, you know, for kindling. And if I wanted to, I'd pour a little kerosene oil on it, but most of the time it was rich and fatty, it would burn good. Just set it afire and then leave a piece or two of pine on top of it and then put a bead pile of oak wood on it and make a big fire, you know. Yes. Heat a big room good. And in the stove we had to use that kindling and then put stove wood in it, you know.
Did you ever hear people call that kindling lightered or battered?
Yeah, they called it lightered. Plain out. They didn't call it kindling them a long time ago. It was all lightered.
It just burned.
And some people I heard, not many, but some of them I heard call it stuff. I don't know where they ever got such a name as that. They talk about going out and toting in stuff, and I don't know. Very few people called it that. I don't know where they got that name.
That's interesting. Did you have a place out front of the fireplace, kind of an open area?
Mm-hmm. We called it the hearth.
What was that for?
Well, it was built out of dirt, you see, and if fire rolled down, it wouldn't set your floor fire.
I see. Kind of a safety.
Mm-hmm. Right. If it was a brick chimney, well, that hearth was brick, too. A lot of people built chimneys out of dirt.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how they done it, but they did.
Ever heard one called a stack chimney?
Yes, Ms. down there next to the road has a stack chimney. She's got it closed up. There was lots of them. Used to be, they were pretty popular when the railroad first began come through and they're building new houses, you know.
Yes, ma'am. You know that big piece of wood that you put in the fireplace that would burn a long time?
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that?
We just called it firewood.
I was wondering if you'd ever heard anybody call it a backlog or backstick or something like that.
Now, a long time ago, I can remember when they had those old wide fireplaces that they would bring in great big old, they were pure logs, and put them on the back there, and they'd call that a backlog, but now, only wood that I ever used is just wood.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and my fireplace is about that wide, I reckon. I never had one wider than that, I don't think. I've lived in several houses with fireplaces, but we always just burn that oak wood.
Yes, ma'am.
We never had nothing like a backlog.
What about those things inside the fireplace that you laid the wood across?
Well, now, they were, a lot of people called them dog irons. But the proper name for those things were andirons.
Yes, ma'am. Was that something that you had to buy, or could you make them?
Well, a lot of people could make them. I had a nephew who could make pretty ones. I bought a pair from him one time. And, but a lot of people bought them, too.
Yes, ma'am.
From hardware stores, you know.
Yes, ma'am. Did you have a place right above the fireplace where you could set pictures or?
Had, like into that up there, we call them mantel boards.
Yes, ma'am. Most fireplaces.